Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Bugles, not the Eagles. Had a lady in church Sunday sitting next to me right before the service started eating a bag of Bugles.
Oh, did she
bag.
Have them on her fingers?
Yeah, she's eating like a mini bag. That's witchcraft. Can't do that in church. She had like a mini bag of Bugles just crushing away. And I was like, that is an aggressive meal at 9 o'clock in the
that
morning.
That is Bugles of all things.
Little like travel bag. I was like, I respected it. I was like, you know, sometimes you get that 9 o'clock stomach. I mean, we're all there.
Yeah.
Like, where can we get an omelet? Who will drop off Waffle House? I'm kidding.
No, but I mean the Bugles in church is like just the crunch. It's like, wasn't there a Family Guy where he was eating really slow because of the crunch? You know?
They're hiding. It's like, I think the Helen Keller skit. They're like hiding from the Nazis. And he's like, yeah, like that one time I got us all caught.
Oh,
and he's eating like a potato chip. And they're like, shh. And he's like,
well, that's what you're doing in church. You're trying to be quiet. Like it's a quiet
Luckily, it was like the gathering part, right? Where everybody's kind of like coming in. And you're just like, oh, hey, Margaret. Hey, Dave.
Got you. Okay.
Good to see you here, Dusty. First time in 8 months.
Okay. And she's like, hey.
just like, well, I smelled the corn flavor.
I was going to say, what flavor were
It's like, I can always tell when Gold is eating Cheerios because he
you
eats
can smell them, yeah.
He eats Cheerios dry and plain with a side of Propel.
Right.
That's what he does.
With a side of Propel.
A side of Propel.
Like Propel cheese, or is that
his juice? Got his juice.
Yeah, it's dry Cheerios with a side of Propel. And, you know, it's...
She's such a smooth ride.
So, I can always tell, and I'll see it. I'll be like, I'll just walk out of the studio, and he'll be over in his little part of the bullpen. I'll be like, Cheerios? You know it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know.
Dad, is he coming to eat with us today? Does he eat free too?
It's one child. Oh, per adult, so I'd have to bring Jen along, and she's got something else going on. So,
She's such a smooth ride.
I want to address this. Binkley left the text line open, so I'm looking at it from the 620. Bugles and black olives don't fit on my finger anymore. It's very disappointing. Here's the hack.
That's
for
life.
You. No. I've got the hack. You've got to buy the extra large black olives, and those will, because they sell them in size. They've got small, medium, large, and extra large. Buy the can, and they have them at the Hy-Vee. I think it's Lindsay's Olives. Red label says Lindsay's on them. You buy the extra large, and I always buy the extra large so I can put them on my fingers. Because at 48 years old, I want black olives on my fingers.
Before we get into your threesome on a Tuesday, some announcement from ESPN. Shane Gillis will host the 2025 ESPN ESPY Awards.
What are those?
Wednesday, July 16th.
So the day after the All-Star game.
Yep.
They always feel like, and I don't know, and I'm sure I'm wrong about this, but I feel like there's never any planning. Like, that just happens. And all of a sudden, here are the ESPYs, and like, everybody's there. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of build-up. There's not a lot of build-up.
I don't get the hype train from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. It's a good host.
Yeah, obviously hot right now, right? That's a great call by ESPN.
Maybe that's what they should do at the halftime is cut the music and just have a stand-up comedian.
that would actually be very cool, man. Like, that's something different.
Now, it'd have to be
more divisive than music, even.
Well, they'll be streaming on Netflix for the Super Bowl in about 5 years anyway, so they can, you know, put whatever rating they want on it. But wouldn't that be awesome?
That would actually be really cool if they did something like that. Yeah. So I like that he's hosting that. It's better than, you know, Stephen A. Smith. You think he'll be playing solitaire during the ESPYs?
No, he tried to single-handedly ruin the NBA Finals.
Yeah, he did. And why do we need a Stephen A. Smith walk-in video again? I mean,
every time.
We talked about it.
It's unbelievable. It's true. We've been talking about it.
We fell into the trap, unfortunately. So let's fall into your threesome trap. That's not the way I should have said, but whatever.
Well, that's fine. And I was thinking about this yesterday because my wife said to me, she goes, boy, if it was last week and the Royals were playing, we probably wouldn't have been able to go to the game with your parents because it was so hot. Oh, and at one point they had to move into the shade because it was so hot at the game, right? And so I was thinking, weather for a game. We've all been there. We've all attended games. And so my threesome is... the weather that we have now, where it's just unbearably hot, Miami Dolphin game cold or just a steady rain?
To like go see a game
live?
Yes,
to go see a game live outside. This oppressive heat, Miami Dolphin game cold or a steady rain?
Heat. I have to think about that too. I'm not going to a cold game. I don't care if you gave me 15 rows up from the 50-yard line. It was negative 18 degrees outside with a wind chill of like minus 30. I'm not going. I don't want to be soaked in rain. I hate just standing there being soaked.
Yeah.
And then, like, I know that I'm hard. I can take the heat. It sucks. But like you said, there are ways around it to where you can go stand in the shade. Or that's when I go to, like, Craft and Draft, or I go to the Blue Moon tent, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'll just go over there and chill and watch the game from that perspective. But, yeah, there's no way I'm going to the freezing cold game. There's no way I'm going to stand there and just be dumped on in rain. I'll take, again, I'm weird. I like the heat. I love the obnoxious. Like last night, I grilled out. It was nicer than we thought. There was a nice breeze.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that bad.
I was outside a little bit yesterday. That kind of that front that was out in like western Kansas. Mm-hmm. You could kind of see a little edge to it. So it kind of cooled things off a little bit last night. Yeah.
What'd you guys do for dinner last night?
I had leftovers.
Okay. Yeah, always love that.
Yeah.
You always ask us. We had pasta last night.
Golly. Is Monday pasta night, or do you have pasta
every
night?
I haven't had pasta in a long
every
time.
Every day that ends in Y is pasta night.
We hadn't had it in a long time. It was good.
What are you choosing, Mac? You on my side with this?
No, I think I'm going the cold.
You like the slopes.
I'm going the slopes.
You can't
yeah.
run routes in the cold.
Yeah, that's true. My routes would be affected here. But yeah. The rain is definitely dead last. I'm with you on that, Dusty. But yeah, the heat, I mean, at a game, around all those people sweating, you can only take so much off. I've got enough clothes for the cold weather, hand warmers, all that stuff, a shot of Fireball. I'll get
right.
there.
You'll
we'll
get
be
there.
Fine.
See,
yeah.
I'm actually going the rain one. So
really?
We're all different
Whoa.
On this.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's enough rain gear that you can buy out there
Poncho
to keep
Bob.
Yourself dry, you know? The cold is unbearable. Like, that cold for that Dolphin game, I remember just, like, sticking my head out the door and going, you know, like, even the dogs, like, forget about this, you know, I'll go in 3 days when it's warmer. That cold was brutal. The heat, being at a game and being hot, like, the first, you know, couple of weeks of the NFL season, brutal.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't take this anymore. And so the rain, I think I could handle the rain because I think I would get enough from a rain gear standpoint to not have it be an issue for me. I've got the boots, you get the pants, all that kind of stuff, and you're ready to go. So I'll take the steady rain over the heat and cold.
Yeah, the heat, you just throw on a pair of, you know, bird dogs, no draws, and on a white T-shirt, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Chief those City. Other ones, you got to put, like, six layers on.
But
like,
then
Bob's talking about boots and wearing a poncho and all that sort of stuff. The coolness you get. Yeah, you know, you wear a poncho, you look like a used condom.
But you're dry.
You're dry, yeah.
No, but you don't even used have to do that. They have, you know, rain gear that you can buy. You
can't
know?
Drink.
I don't know. You can drink in the rain. The heat and the cold, you're not really drinking, like, because you don't want to, you know.
Well, what were they doing last year? They were opening, 2 years ago, they were opening beer cans at the Chiefs game, and they were immediately freezing.
Yeah,
they couldn't drink beer.
You couldn't drink your
liquor.
Beer, yeah.
You got a flask?
Yeah.
Flask at that point, everybody's got a flask.
Cause
you're 18 later. They're not
searching. That guy checking
you
at the doors, that guy's get in there. Get in. What's that in your pocket? It's full of Jameson. It's fine.
Yeah, there was one snafu this year going into the game. What game was that, Mac, where we couldn't get in and they were separating the line?
Gosh,
remember
that?
Tough.
Was that the Broncos game?
No, I want to say it was later in the year.
No, it wasn't the Broncos game because it was with my family. Yeah.
It was later in the year.
I have to think about that.
Yeah.
But there was a game that was a little hard. Yeah, maybe the Raiders. I don't know.
I want to say it was the first playoff game this year. Maybe it wasn't Buffalo. What was the one before Buffalo? Houston, maybe? Maybe it was the Houston game.
Yeah,
could have been the
Houston
game. Yeah. We can't remember anymore because there's been so many. Again, a good thing that we don't take for granted. But.
From the 816, so you'd rather be soaked in sweat, LOL.
Yeah, that's my thing. The back sweat, the butt crack sweat.
The people,
like,
next to me sweating.
Sweating, and then you're sticking to people, and then you got to constantly apply the sunscreen. And,
Yeah.
816 says, just take your shirt off and party in the rain.
Yeah. Like, if it's a nice, like, an October day and it's warm and it's raining, it's okay.
Okay. Because somebody asked on the 620, what's the temperature in the rain game?
Well, it's got to be above freezing, obviously.
Yeah.
That's tough. Like a 40-degree steady rain and a 40-degree day. Like,
that's tough.
Be here for a wee, be sick with three different colds and flus and all that sort of stuff.
None of them are any good, though. At the end of the day, none of them are any good. The blazing heat, the freezing cold, or just the steady rain. It's like, ugh.
What's another one from the text line? Oh, yeah, just got back from taking the kids to Disney World last week. This is not heat.
No, that's true. That's the armpit of the world down there. Like the Central Florida, no beach, no breeze.
Walking around on asphalt, just feeling your soles of your shoes
and
melt.
Every other parent just looking like they've just been crushed and their soul is dead inside.
And you got a giant, scary-ass Stitch mascot coming up to you, like trying to freak you out. You're like, no, thanks. I'm good. I'm already annoyed.
We went to Disney World Thanksgiving time. So the weather wasn't bad. Could you imagine those mascots then?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh. Hey, come to Orlando. Dress as this mouse.
Yeah, you're goofy. No, seriously, you're goofy. Like, that's what you're wearing. You're wearing a gigantic dog costume. Somebody says, Modest Mouse playing at Grinders tonight. Bring your flask. No doubt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.